Welcome to another episode of Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International, DICI. On this platform, get set for an encounter with God's Word. Expect an impartation and empowerment of the total man by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are created by God to live in dominion and victory all the days of your life. As you listen and believe, your situation will change in Jesus' name. And here now is Dr. Joseph.
I bring the word of God to you today, titled, Be Not Afraid, Only Believe. Be not afraid, only believe. I take my text from Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Mark chapter 5. Verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. I don't know what you are going through today. I don't know the situation in your life or family. I don't know the situation in your career. I don't know the situation you are going through in your marriage. God has sent me to you to announce to you, whatever the situation may be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. If you can believe, your story will change again. If you can believe, those mountains shall be moved. If you can believe, the impossibility shall be made possible. If you can believe, the mouth of the enemy shall be shut down. If you can believe, those demonic attack will come to an end. If you can believe, what men thought could not be done in your life will be done. In the name of Jesus, I read from that Mark chapter 5. I read from verses 22 to 24. Mark chapter 5. Verses 22 to 24. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Jairus was a great man. The man called Jairus was a man of power. The man called Jairus was the ruler of the synagogue. He must have enjoyed all the benefit of being a man who commands honor and respect. Jairus never bowed down to anyone, and he surely did not need to plead for anything. He had everything at his command. He had everything at his beck and call. He was a happy man. As long as he performed his duties in the synagogue, then he came home to spend time with his lovely daughter. But one day, the apple of his eye became ill. The daughter that she loved became ill. And doctors were saying that they could not do anything again. They would not be able to save that daughter from death. They were sure that she was dying. It was one of those crises beyond hope. Jairus, the rich man, Jairus, the powerful man, at this point became hopeless. He was helpless. He was hopeless. He was devastated. And at this time, what could he do? The only thing was to seek the man of solution. There was only one alternative left. Medicine had failed. Doctors failed. Family members failed. Connection had failed. Only Jesus, the only alternative. He knew about Jesus and what Jesus was doing. Wherever he went, he had heard of the healings of Jesus and the compassion of Jesus. But it wasn't so easy for him to go in that direction. Because in those days, if you will associate with Jesus, he will be thrust out of the synagogue. If you will associate with Jesus, the other Sanhedrin or members of the synagogue will throw him out. He will no more become a ruler. But this man at this time did not mind. He preferred the life and the salvation of the daughter from death compared to position. Let me announce to you, he sought the face of Jesus and he went to Jesus. To seek Jesus out meant abandon everything in his life, especially his position as a religious leader in his community. It will mean abandoning his honor. It will mean abandoning the prestige. But because he loved the daughter, he came to Jesus. So Jairus went to Jesus. He went to Jesus because Jesus was having the solution. It was his first step of faith. My friend, if you want your mountain to move, you must come to Jesus. If you want that situation to change, you must come to Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you want that situation to change, you must come to him in humility. The Bible says he knelt down before Jesus. He knelt down before Jesus in the view of all the people, great and small. Then Jairus pleaded with Jesus to come and lay his hands on his daughter so that she might be healed and live. Jairus manifested faith. Jairus ignored the pleasure of the world, ignored the honor, ignored the prestige of the world to seek after Jesus. Jairus had faith in Jesus. He believed that Jesus loves with the love of God. He believed in Jesus' compassion. He believed that Jesus would receive him and honor his plea. With this simple faith in Jesus, Jairus came to Jesus and pleaded with him. When you come to Jesus, you must plead with Jesus. You must come to Jesus in humility. You must come to Jesus in faith. What happened when Jesus had such a plea? Jesus immediately went with him. Do you know something? The faith of Jairus changed the whole plan of Jesus that day. Jesus was not planning to go to Jairus' house, but that day, because of the faith of Jairus, the whole plan of Jesus was changed, and Jesus went to honor the faith and the desire of Jairus. You can change the plan of God for your life today, my friend. You can change the plan of God for your children. You can change the plan of God for your marriage. You can change the plan of God for your career. If you can manifest in God, God's plan, God's purpose can be fulfilled in your life. God can detour to meet you at the point of your need. God can detour to meet you at the point of your need. God can detour and attack those paths of darkness. If you can have faith in God, the mountain will move again. If you can have faith in God, that dry bone will rise again. If you can have faith in God, what they said was impossible or is impossible will become possible for you. If you can have faith in God, the cancer can die. If you can have faith in God, that promotion can still come. If you can have faith in God, I'm telling you today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, where you have been rejected, you can still be accepted. If you cannot faith in God, the people that laughed at you before will come to bow before you. The Bible said the strong men shall bow themselves and the keepers of the house shall tremble. If you cannot faith in God, the light will still shine. If you cannot have that faith in God, that Red Sea shall be parted into two. If you cannot faith in God, I announce to you today that the rejected will become acceptable. If you cannot faith in God, your enemies will bow before you in the name of Jesus. Jairus broke protocol, manifested faith in Jesus, and Jesus attended to him. But as Jesus was going to attend to him, there was a problem on the way. There was a woman with the issue of blood. The woman had been having that problem for the past 12 years. And when he saw Jesus, she knew the only opportunity was for her to be able to be delivered was to touch Jesus. And the Bible says this woman was bleeding. She has suffered more. For years, she saw doctors, but the doctors could not help her. Look at it in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, I read now to you verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but that her grew worse. The woman's case was hopeless, but at this particular time, doctors could not help her. She was beyond cure. She may have resigned herself to living with her problem the rest of her life, but something happened to ignite hope in her. What happened when she heard about Jesus? When she heard about Jesus, that woman heard about Jesus. She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I may just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Like Jairus, she too had heard of Jesus, and she too realized that the only alternative to suffering and shame was to seek Jesus. My friend, the only alternative to suffering and shame is to seek Jesus. If you seek Jesus, he will turn your night of sorrow to morning of joy. If you seek Jesus, he will turn your pain into prosperity. If you seek Jesus, he will turn your shame into fame. What did she do? She sought after Jesus. But it wasn't easy to come to Jesus. If she was discovered, she would be stoned, because like the leper, she was also considered an unclean woman. Even if there was a way to come to see Jesus, she couldn't tell him about it for shame. She couldn't explain the problem to Jesus. So she planned. She sneaked her way to where Jesus was. She touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. As she touched him, immediately the issue of blood dried. May I announce to you today, as you touch Jesus, your problem will die. As you touch Jesus, your mountain will move. As you touch Jesus, your sickness and disease will be healed. And that man got healed, that woman got healed instantaneously. Jesus is the carrier of power. Power over diseases. Jesus is the carrier of power. Power over demons. Jesus is the carrier of power. Power over death. If you can come to him, disease will die. Death will die. Demons will leave. In the name of Jesus. When this woman came and touched Jesus, the woman became well. And the woman was now sharing testimony, because later Jesus discovered she had to come out. As the woman was sharing testimony, Jesus was listening, because there was a delay. The daughter of Jairus had died. The daughter of Jairus had died. And because the daughter died, the people came to Jairus and they said, look at it. Look at it there. In that same place in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, let me read to you from verse 34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now look at verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master? It was then Jesus told Jairus, as soon as Jesus heard what they said, Jesus told him, he said, be not afraid, only believe. Jairus was despondent. The daughter was dead. Jairus was thinking. Everybody, they were thinking. It was over. It was a concluded case. There was nothing that could happen again. That it was over. That girl was concluded. But Jesus disappointed them. The professional mourners were crying in the house because they thought it was over, but Jesus frustrated them. What did Jesus do? Look at it in verse 39. And when he was come in, if Jesus had come into your life, your situation would change, my friend. When he was come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. They laugh at Jesus. Verse 41. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway, immediately, the damsel arose and wept, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. God is about to astonish, to surprise your mockers. God is about to challenge them. God asked me to tell you, Jairus' daughter came alive, you will come alive again in the name of Jesus. What is that problem in your life? God says, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. As we are going to pray now, what is the sin in your life? If there is any sin in your life, repent now. Tell the Lord that you are sorry for your sin. Tell him to forgive you, because sin will stop you. Tell him to cleanse you and to change you now. He's doing it now as we pray. He's doing it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The environment of sorrow and despair was turned to an environment of joy and happiness by Jesus, because he stepped in. I want you to pray this prayer. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, step into my life today in the name of Jesus. Step into my situation today in the name of Jesus. Step into my situation today in the name of Jesus. Step into my situation today in the name of Jesus. Say, any sickness, any disease in my body, hear the word of the Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. Any sickness in my body, any disease in my body, I command you now, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. The two cases that I presented to you, you will notice something there. Jairus' daughter, 12 years. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. It was the spirit of long-term problem. There was a spirit that handed these people over to problem. I want you to pray this prayer and believe the word of God. Say, ancestral power that handed me over to problem. Ancestral power that handed me over to hardship. Receive the judgment of God in the name of Jesus. Receive the judgment of God now in the name of Jesus, ancestral power that handed me over to problem, ancestral power that handed me over to hardship, receive the judgment of God in the name of Jesus. Receive the judgment of God in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer and believe. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 38 verse 14, "Oh Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me, undertake for me." Say, "Oh Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me now in the name of Jesus. Undertake for me now in the name of Jesus. Undertake for me now in the name of Jesus." If you look at the life of this woman, they frustrated her for 12 years. They quench a glory of joy and health for 12 years. Pray this prayer. Arrows of darkness that has quenched my glory or quenching my glory, get out of my life now in the name of Jesus. Arrows of darkness responsible for sickness in my body, responsible for disease in my body, come out in the name of Jesus. Arrows of darkness responsible for frustration, I rebuke you now. Come out of my system in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, every strong man of the idol of my father's house, responsible for my situation, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Strong man of the idol of my father's house, responsible for the circumstances in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Tell the Lord now, say, I release myself from any bondage present in my family line in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any bondage present in my family line in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every bondage present in my family line in the name of Jesus. Pray this second to the last prayer. Problems that disgrace men and women in my father's life, father's house, in my mother's house, release me and die in the name of Jesus. Problems that disgrace men and women in my mother's and father's life, release me and die in the name of Jesus. Say, this week, announce me, O Lord, and make me great. Thank you because I know you have answered. Problems without solution are sent to swallow me. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. I will shine and reign. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I decree that as you have decreed today, it becomes a testimony in your life and family. In Jesus' name. This week, go and shine. Rule by fire and dominate in wonders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Share this message with others. Thank you. God bless you all. I am yours in Christ, Dr. Joseph Parakoi. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoi of the Dominion in Christ International in the Kingdom of Eswatini, Southern Africa. We believe you have been greatly blessed by this message and on your way to dominion and victory in life. For prayer, counseling, and more information, or you are led to partner with us and keep this regular broadcast on air, please kindly reach us on +268 763 52845 +268 763 52845 or by email info@citrac.org or via WhatsApp on +27 7192 12413. Stay in the loving grips of Jesus till we come your way again on this same platform. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.